Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Lincoln Conference. We're going to begin with a quick assertion. You just listen to the national anthem. I have walked the path of bananas and good, and I will keep my mind focused on being with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. Okay. With that, we're going to do the reading of the minutes. That would be, well, we didn't have too much talk last week, so We talked about the indenture agreement. I went over the articles from 1 to 10. There was no comments or questions, so that was in on the minutes, okay? Now, right now we're dealing with the society and well, the question is on the board, why do we need a society? Why do we need anything? Why do we have to have something of our own? We have to practice running government. And this society is set up with our leaders. So, nobody to push you. There's no crutch to lean on. You know, everything that we're going to do is going to be on you. And we have to push to make this thing happen, okay? So that's what's going on right now. We went over some of the articles from 1 to 10 last week. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to continue going down some of the articles. Now, I'm not going to open up your mics. So if you have a question or comment, just push 1. And that will that will let me know that you want to say something, and you can go ahead and, you know, say something in reference to the conference that's concerned, okay? This is the meeting. So I'm going to continue with the meeting, with the protocols for the meeting. So, like I said, if you have a question or comment, just chime in, okay? Now, what I'm going to continue to do, let's go down the convention agreement. So we're going to start from Article 11. Hold on for a minute. Wait a minute here. Okay, we're going to pull it up now. Under Article 11, those of you were here last week, we went through 1 through 10. Under Article 11, beneficiaries have no authority within the trust. Now, why is that? Let's talk about that for a minute. I have people calling me in the middle of the conference. Hold on. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Lika? Well, like I said, they're calling me as opposed to calling in to the conference. I hope I didn't put up the wrong number. Well, anyway, we want to keep going. We're going to go down the, I don't know why they called me instead of calling into the conference. That's interesting. All right, so right now, we're going to continue going down the, the articles, like I said, in the minutes, as I read the minutes, you know, last week we went through Articles 1 through 10. So we're going to go into Article 11. Article 11 is why the beneficiaries have no authority in the society, because everything in the society is for the beneficiary. And according to trust and trust law, the beneficiaries, they're supposed to be just to get a check. They both have a trust fund. That would be their trust fund, you know, and that's what the beneficiaries is all about. So once we start as a group, once we start giving the beneficiaries more power or power to determine, let's say somebody decides they don't want to be a trustee no more and they're out, and we can't allow the beneficiaries to decide who's going to be the next trustee. That would have to come from the trustees. Now, what the beneficiaries could do, since the beneficiaries and we're dealing with our particular tribe, well, the beneficiaries have no authority in the society. That's how it works. That's the same way it is in all trusts. If you notice, in the United States, children under 18 have too much authority to do anything because they're beneficiaries. That's what they are, because the United States is a trust as well. And one of the questions on the board is, why do we need a trust? You know, why do we set up a trust as our government? Because the governments are set up that way. This is a couple of things we don't understand. Remember now, if you have a comment or something, just press one on your mic. Press one on your phone. You don't have a mic. It's been a long day. I'm a little beat up. But just press one on your phone, and that'll let me know that you have a comment or something to say, and I'll open up your mic. Okay? But the article 11 is the beneficiaries don't have no trust in the society. Now, I've read the minutes. The first thing we do after the national anthem is the protocol. After the national anthem, then I read the minutes based on what happened last week. Well, it was the 18th. So I've been keeping minutes myself. But everything is recorded, so it's very difficult to just listen. Go back and listen to the recording and go over the minutes. Anytime you want to do that, you can always just go to Blog Talk Radio and look under Elohim Christ, and you can get the show, or Elohim Speaks, and the show will come up, and you can look at the different topics that was talked about, and then you can just pull one up, and you can download the shows too if you want. That's another thing you can do. And you can download the meetings. Like on Monday, you can download this meeting, and you can have a copy of it yourself. What we're saying, what we talked about, and what's going on. Okay. Now the packages are going out. The post office seem to be moving a little quicker this week, so people are getting their packages, which is good. Okay. Now, article 11 about your beneficiaries. It's very important that we make sure, according to trust law. Now, I know you guys have been studying UCFL, you know, a little bit about trust, right? Well, I hope you've been looking at it. Under trust law, the beneficiaries have no power in the trust. And once you give the beneficiaries power in the trust, it's no longer a trust. It becomes an association, and they can start charging us taxes as an association, because under trust, this is private. Under trust, we don't pay taxes, okay? We own the trust, but we're not liable for what the trust does. If the trust make a mistake, we're not liable. And you can do the same thing with your you can set stuff up with yourself. It's also the trust that we have set up. It's a business trust. It's also called a Massachusetts trust. It's also called the unincorporated business trust. You follow what I'm saying? So what you're going through right now is the same thing you can do with your businesses. You can literally put your businesses in a trust, and you don't have to change the name of your business. You can call it an LLC, but you can still set it up as a trust, okay? And you can get your little 9-8 number, and you can do the bank thing and all that stuff, and then you don't have to be paying taxes on all the stuff you're doing with your business. That's why it's good to study. Our life is actually a business, okay? And the businesses are run through trust, okay? Now, remember, all you have to do is press 1. And if you want to dialogue or have a comment or say anything, just press 1 on your dial, and I'll open up your mic, and you can say anything if you have a question. All right, that'll be good as well, especially those who have your books. If you have questions about the book and what you've read and what you think, I know yesterday I was talking about, we did health yesterday on my regular show, and I was telling those who had the book that there's a nutrient chart in the book. There's a lot of stuff in that book. There's a nutrient chart in the book so that you can go through and make up their own nutrient chart based on how the book's nutrient chart is made up. Or you can just use the nutrient chart that's in the book. and deal with your diet and what you're eating, you know, because all your vitamins, minerals, and all that should come through what you're eating. It shouldn't have to come through supplements, okay? The doctor seemed surprised when they asked me, are you taking any supplements? No, I take all my minerals and vitamins come through the food, because the food can be food, your food and medicine at the same time, you know, like that. Okay, well, I don't want to get off the subject here. So that's what's going on with the beneficiary. The trust is fine as long as you operate the trust properly. If you operate the trust properly, now one thing that they're telling us about the private side, own nothing, control everything. That's the rule on the private side. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about control. Now, we talk about freedom. What does freedom mean? You know, freedom, according to my understanding, freedom means control. Ask yourself, what in the world do I have control over in this society? Okay? The only power that you have is you have the power to push the society in the right direction. Well, how do I have power to do that? It's in your vote. Your vote gives you the power. Because you're literally a trustee in this society. This is why we're going through this, so that you can help you better understand where you live at and what's going on, okay? The founding fathers, I'm not talking about George Washington and them, don't get it twisted. I'm talking about President Hanson and them. They the ones set the system up. President Hanson and them set this up so that it would be literally a paradise. And we can make it a paradise, but you have to realize that you are the government, and it's yours to run. It's yours to run. For 90 years, we've been under white mob rule. Their time to rule is over. It's your time to step up to the plate, get out there, vote, find out what's going on, find out what they're doing, and run this government, okay? So you're going to get a lot of practice in this society that's running government, because there's no leaders. This is a leaderless society. And what I mean by leaderless, okay, we don't have no one person. We don't have no one person controlling everything. You know, we don't be spending all our time trying to vote for one guy and have everybody backstabbing each other, trying to figure who want to be in charge and who want to run things. We vote for what we want to get done, okay? Now, we need something done as a society. That's what we vote for, okay? Now, right now, the object of the society, okay, is to make money for the beneficiaries. It's all about the children, right? If you don't have no children, they're going to make some. I'm just saying. But it's all about the children, all right? Our children should have trust funds. If you think about your life, your parents' life, the life before their lives, the grandparents' lives, we have to break the cycle. And the only way to break the cycle is to get up and do something about it, which is what we're doing right now. That's what the society is for, to do something about what's going on. Each of you have to become a leader of yourself. You know what I mean? Don't depend on nobody to wake you up in the morning or go to work or do what you have to do. You know, get up yourself. Find a way to make yourself wake up to do what you have to do to accomplish your goals, to accomplish your dreams. You know what I mean? Yesterday on the show, we went through who you are and why you have the power to accomplish whatever you want, okay? Like I said, I don't want to get too far off topic here, but remember, just one, and if you have a comment or something, our article number 12, if a beneficiary have a complaint, they can register the complaint to any trustee. That's article number 12. Okay, we went through 1 through 10 last week. Okay, now those of you who have pledged, you know, get that money in here so we can get these books out to you so that you'll be able to keep up with us, you know. I see you chiming in, which is good. I'm glad everybody's calling in. Appreciate to know that we're here. All right. Now, the reason why it's set up so that a beneficiary can, if they have a problem, that's if the children have problems, if they have problems with you, you know. Sometimes our children have problems with the parents, you know. They don't have to be stuck. they can talk to any beneficiary and tell them if you're having problems, what's going on. And then we as beneficiaries can call a parent. We can sit down. We can talk. We can do our own intervention, if you know what I'm saying. And sometimes the children don't talk to the parents, you know. And sometimes the parents don't talk to the children. So the children can talk to any beneficiary, and we can all get together. We can sit down, and like I said, we can do our own interventions as to what's going on. We can do a little phone conference or something where the children and everybody's on the phone, and we can talk and see how we can work that out, you know. That's the purpose of having support. See, now, once you become a part of the society, you have support. All the trustees are here for your support. If something's going wrong and something's happening, and we have to start purchasing property so that if somebody, if one of the trustees, something happened, they lose everything they got, they ain't got nowhere to go, we have to provide places for them to go because we are now the government, okay? And we have to bail each other out. We have to help each other, you know? People trying to set up businesses and stuff. They have to have a way to get money to set up businesses and all that. Now, what I'm telling you is that we're going to be our own bank, okay? We can still use the bank. Once IRS open up, we get the 98 number. We can work with the banks if we want to, but we can be our own bank. We don't have to deal with who are these people that we're dealing with, a TD Bank. And we don't have to deal with those guys. A lot of you think that, oh, man, how are we going to do it without dealing with the bank? What's so special about the bank? You put your money in a doggone bank, they keep it for a whole year, give you 2% out of a whole year, you don't make nothing, you know? Why do you think the bank is so trustworthy and the people and the people that's in your society isn't, if you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to change the whole mindset as to how we do things. We're going to have to become self-contained. It's very important. And that's what the society is all about. So now that's article number, what article was that? that was article number 12. So just remember don't make it a problem for your beneficiary to have the name of the trustees, okay? Now, because we want the children to have support, just in case something's going on at home. It don't have to be the parents' fault, but, you know, we're sending our children through this mad school system. And the ideas and the thoughts that he's putting in their head, you know, something that can be totally innocent, they can blow it out of proportion. And a lot of times they might be too scared to say anything, you know, and they don't understand that it's just a misunderstanding, you know. So things have to be dealt with. We can deal with it amongst ourselves. We can deal with it as a society, okay? Okay, now let's go to number 13. We did go for that. All trustees must be 18 years old. All trustees must be 18 years or older. But also, like I said, any rule can be changed, but if we make it where they have to be older than 18, because these children are smart, and they want to get involved, they want to be adults, they want to get out here and do things, you know, and if we make them wait till they get to 20, 25, 21 and all that, we might lose some of the children because they really want to get involved and do stuff, you know. That's why we thought that 18 was a good year, so I haven't changed it yet, but like I said, you can change anything you want. The only thing that's written in stone is that we can't change is that the beneficiaries have no control over the trustees and in the indenture agreement, it states that the trustees and the beneficiaries are not liable for what the trust does. Those think you can't change that. If you change that, you're going to be in trouble because the judge is going to read the indenture agreement and say, if that's not in there, then whatever's going on, personally would be liable for it. So that has to be in there, and that has to be in addition. Those things you can't take out. Some things you just can't take out. They have to be in there, you know? But now, nothing is written in stone. As trustees, you have the ability to get together and change stuff if you want. That's what it's all about. Now, remember, if you have a comment or a question, just press 1 and let me know that you want to say something or you have a comment about something, and it's all good, okay? All right, that was number 13. Number 14. Now, all beneficiaries automatically become trustees on their 18th birthday unless declined in writing within 30 days of their birthday by the beneficiary. Okay? Now, the beneficiaries, they're 18, so they're old enough to decide for themselves if they want to be a trustee. And if they don't want to be a trustee, that's something else to think about. If they don't want to be a trustee, what are they going to be, you know? I think I have that in there. But they can decline to be a trustee in the society to help manage the society, you know, if they want to. But they just get let us know in 30 days. They let the society know in writing in 30 days that they'd rather not be a trustee once they turn 18. And that's good. So I don't see no beneficiary not becoming a trustee because we're going to be treating our children so good that none of them are going to decline to be a trustee to pass it on to their children, you know. This is a generational thing. We want the society to go for at least 1,000 years. But we'll settle for 100. Settle for the first 100. After 100 years, then you have to renew the trust, which that's in the indenture agreement too. All that's in there, so that you got to renew the trust after 100 years. That's the only thing difference between a trust and a corporation is that a corporation you don't have to do that, but with a trust, the trust has to have a limit, a time limit put on it, for it to be a trust. Now remember. Yeah, all you got to do is hit one if you have a question or a comment. You know, last week when I read the minutes, there was no question or comments from last week, so we'll see what's going on. Okay, what article is that? hold on. There's a couple things here at one time. Now the law of the trust is the Toronto Constitution Complete Rights. That's important. That's a 300-page book, okay? And everything is in that book, I'm telling you. Once you get it and you start reading, you'll see that there's so much in that book that can help you with your life, help you with your companies, help you run your business, help you set up the protocol for your meetings and all that kind of stuff, you know? Also, within that document, within the 300 pages, there's a dog-eat-dog system in there. Now, we need security, okay? Now, what's the purpose of having a dog-eat-dog system in there when we're trying to be read what you sow culture? Well, those are the two cultures, and you really need both cultures because somebody messes with somebody in this trust, we need to put boots on the ground. I mean, I don't be out there with no picket sign. I'm talking about why you shot Brianna. You follow what I'm saying? That's not how we going to roll. I mean, somebody attacked on us. They're gonna have to pay the price. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? So that's what the dog eat dog thing is for. Now, just for a second, I'll show you why that's so important. The founding fathers. We're talking about President Hanson and them. I'm not talking about George Washington. They ain't found nothing. They just stole the doggone country and ran off, you know. But President Hanson and them set this up so that this could be, it could really was supposed to be a paradise, the way they had it set up before the white mob took it over. It was supposed to be a paradise. They had the dog-eat-dog culture, which is the military, under the rule of the civilians, which is what you sow culture. That's what the Bible is so important, because the Bible is supposed to be set up with the what you sow culture. The niceness is supposed to come from that particular book. That's how they had it set up. If you have a dog-eat-dog culture, it has to be under the civilians. Now, if you check this society, the president, which is a civilian, is in charge of the military. That's how President Hanson and them set it up back in the day from the door. the civilians are supposed to control the military, because doggy dog, and that's how they roll. If they want something, they just go take it. Well, we put rules and stuff in place to keep that from happening. You know, although George Washington was part, there was more doggy dog than Read What You Sow. You know, that crew. They all over the world just taking stuff, but you have to understand that it wasn't set up that way. This was set up to be a paradise for all five tribes. That's how it was set up, you know. But once they stole the country, rebelled against Britain, went to war, and hooked up with the French, and went to war and all that, it was a mess, you know. So there is a doggy dog culture. There's a military system in the book. There is a military system in the book, and this is why you have to learn the book so you have to control the military. And in the book now, the parents, as far as authority is concerned, the parents are the highest ranking authority in the military. Although the parents aren't in the military, I'm talking about the trustees. Any trustee, when you have the military set up, any trustee can go in there and check on their children. See, right now your children are in there, but they keep you locked out. If you have a child in the military, it's hard to go in there and talk to these generals and leaders and find out what's going on with your children. But in this society, the parents are the highest ranking authority in the society. So they can go into, once we get the military portion set up, they can go in and check and see what's going on, okay? Now, remember, your mics, everything is open. All you got to, if you have a question or a comment, you know, you can speak up, just hit one. Well, right now we have the comments, okay. I'll just keep going. I'll just keep reading through the articles so that you can understand at least what's in the book, okay? So the book is 300 pages. Your diet is in there, how to set up around your church. Everything is in the book. But once you get it and read it, you'll see what I'm talking about. And you can't buy that book nowhere, because I wrote the book, and I literally wrote the book. And you didn't get the book from the society, so you have to be a part of society to get that particular book. Now, there's another book we're offering, Toronto Scriptures Part 2. You can get that book, which has some pretty good stuff in it as well. But nothing is like the book, Toronto Scriptures Complete Volume, okay? Okay, article number 15, the law of the trust. Oh, why would it be that? Article number 16. Any law can be changed with a ratification of more than 50% vote by the trustees. All right. Now we can talk about that if you want. Like I said, nothing is written in stone. There's only a couple things that can't be changed or will hurt the society if something happens. But most of the stuff that you're reading, most of the stuff that you're dealing with in that 300-page book, a lot of it you want to keep. But there's things in there that you might want to change, and you have the authority to do that, because as a grantor. The book is owned by the society, okay? So I've granted sole ownership to the society of the book. So you have all rights and all rights and stuff is owned by the society. So you literally own the book. So if you want to change something, we can get together, we can vote about anything that you want once you read that's in the book. And you can change it. It's all up to you. That's the purpose of the society. That's why the society is so. That's why the society is so important, because you are actually the leaders. Well, not leaders, but you're actually the controllers of society. You control everything. You're gonna be in control of the money. Everything. Once everything gets set up, you'll see. And your bank accounts. I'm talking about the bank accounts with us, which is society. Once you begin to get your bank accounts, you'll see that you're in control of every doggone thing. Nothing gets spent. We don't be buying nothing or anything without your express permission. And that's what the minutes are for. That's why the minutes are so important, because if we're keeping minutes about what we've decided and what's going on, once we read the minutes, if we have to go before a judge or something, the judge will know that the public was informed because it was in the minutes what we did. And you read the minutes before each meeting, okay? That's what's going on right now. Now, once again, I want to know if you have any comments or any questions, okay? So at this point, we got about 20 minutes left. I want to just talk a little bit about the trip to Africa, okay? Now, the reason why I'm going, if not for vacation, I'm supposed to meet with the gold miners and stuff. I don't know if Bob Siddiqui is on the line. I still don't recognize everybody's numbers. I should be at this point. But he can talk a little bit more about Africa. He's on the line. Okay. So we can talk about what you're going to need and how the whole experience is going to be when we go to Africa, because that trip, I'm kind of excited about the trip, and I really want to go. Hold on, let me open up his mic. 7576, your mic is open. Is that you, brother?
Peace, brother. How you doing this evening, brother?
Okay, yeah, he's on the line. It's a shame I don't recognize these numbers. Ever since they changed the phone symbol line, I don't recognize nobody's number. I used to remember 20, 30 phone numbers at the time, you know? And I can't remember a number. Without the phone, I'm stuck.
Malika's phone, that's why. So.
Peace and greetings, everyone.
Peace. How you doing, sis? How you feel out there?
Hi, brother.
Good to hear your voices. You want to talk a little bit about Tanzania and how beautiful it is out there, what we're going to need.
I have a YouTube channel called Doing Garvey TV.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Doing Garvey TV. So if you want to look it up, y'all can see some of my experience there. In Tanzania, you know. I haven't put everything up as of yet, but you don't need a shot. They don't do any testing besides a thermometer, gun, you know. Passport. Of course, you have to have your passport several months before travel. You know, there's no COVID test. There's no other kind of test that is required. We're looking, hopefully, everyone can confirm that they're going to go by April. You know, so that gives you 3 months, May, June, July. That'll give you 3 months to, you know, book a flight. You know, everything else will be taken care of as far as the room and all of those, and the travel. So everyone make it a lot easier, a lot cheaper by going this route, at least 3 months out before we go. There's no, like I said, no requirements in Tanzania for no COVID test or shots, you know. But I think America is requiring people to have a COVID test when they return into the States. I don't know if it's from a particular place, particular area or what, but, you know, America's on its own watch right now just as well. So we're definitely going to have a different experience by going to a place like this that's, you know, has Pan-Africanism in its philosophy, you know, as far as taking care of people. Controlling what they have, their natural resources, you know? So this is the part of the reality of us going to the continent and being able to take full advantage of the opportunities that's there. Mm-hmm. So we need to definitely come out and, you know, people need to come out and get this experience, you know? All black owned, you know what I mean? As far as no Chinese influence or control, there's no Indians control. Of course, you know, white man's control. It's strictly controlled by the Africans and African leadership. And, you know, the president there is one of the most progressive because he's not requiring anyone to take no COVID tests, no COVID vaccines. He said if we're going to do any vaccine, it was going to be something natural and herbal, and it's going to be something that we come up with, you know. So this is where we are with the trip, you know. I'm looking forward to it. And then there's a village that wants to accommodate us, you know. We said like 1,000 people want to come out to greet us in the village, and the village chief wants to greet us there. They want to put a whole ceremony together for us, you know. So I was looking for the trip to be in one area first, but I think we're going to go to the town, you know, after we arrive in the major city of Dar es Salaam. That's the city which we were arriving in Tanzania. Is Dar es Salaam is the city. And from there it's going to be an in country flight to the region. So it's a travel. It's several different ways we have to get to the location on which the chief is in the villages. But there's a lot of tourist attractions there. We can go to a safari. We get to see one of the highest waterfalls. What else is over in that area? There's a historical site for us. First humans' existence in certain areas. So, you know, Tanzania is one of the findings of, I don't know if you know about Leakey. He's the one that had found the oldest bones and the findings of mankind. Well, Tanzania is one of the locations that's, he did these studies. And the first human beings of thinking human beings are found in Tanzania. So,
well, is that when you're talking about Lucy? Is that where they found Lucy at?
Yeah, no, Lucy was found actually, and I believe in Ethiopia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot the term of the this particular finding, but this is the first one that they could find oldest tools in walking.
Well, I have a question. Are there any business benefits to making a trip?
Very much so. So you can invest in some of the agriculture there. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, you can also building different resorts or housing. There's also opportunity for you to invest in someone who has access to the gold and Congo. He has access to gold mines in the Congo, which they're looking to be able to get better tools than what they're using.
Okay.
And invest in that, you know. And he has the license to be able to transport it over the border.
Okay. So one, if we, let's say we do, well, you know, I'm interested in the gold, right? One, let's say we do purchase the gold over there. How difficult would it be to bring it back to the United States?
That's something we have to look into. What's the exchange about?
Okay.
That's something we have to research.
Because I know at one time I had an import-export license. That was a while ago. Under the Mellinger Company. I don't know how that would work. And I don't know if you have to declare the goal before you bring it, and if there's import tax that the United States put on people bringing stuff in from other countries.
But you know, raw minerals are definitely going to be taxed, because you got to inform the government of what it is that you're bringing in.
Yeah.
That's on the exchange market. So you know that's going to be some kind of task and issues in making that happen.
They're looking to steal whatever they can from you.
That's the reality. You know, that's the reality.
Okay, well, we'll look into that, and I'll see what that's coming from. Tanzania's, well, we'll be coming into the airport, so that'll be coming from Tanzania through the airport. If we buy enough, mm-hmm. we might not be able to bring it on the airport. We might have to send it by ship. Depends on how much we buy. It might be too heavy to bring on the plane. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking about.
Well, you're getting that much gold, brother. Woo! You know, I mean, you know, you already got to have, like, for, like, if you shouldn't bring it back, like, $10,000, over $10,000, that all has to be reported.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
ain't allowed
that's
to. Yeah, we have to definitely find out the detail with that.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure raw minerals, you know, because even bringing dirt back, you're not even allowed.
Do they know what
they're saying? You said.
Can't bring
Yes, ma'am. Hi, peace, everyone that's on the line. This is Sister Malika, and I was just wondering, do you have, like, a count of people who might be interested in going? Would you know any, you
well,
know?
Right now, the count is
mm-hmm.
three. A count of three.
Okay.
So,
okay. Okay.
Just
an idea.
Yeah, I know three people are going. But that's including me. That's three. That's all I have right
okay.
now. Just three. And we have a couple of pledges, but they haven't. I'm not sure we're
mm-hmm.
actually going out. They said they might be. They're thinking about it, so we have to wait and see. But I know definitely three people are going.
Okay. Now, again, I took the trip in 2019. So, as far as your passport go, I think I did my passport when I applied to get my passport. It was really quick. Like, it was sent to me. I would say do it at least, that was before COVID. So, at this point, at least 2 months in advance as far as your passport if you don't have one. So, I would start at least by, at least in April, no later than even March, April, applying to get your passport. And you'll definitely mm-hmm. have it by the time, the trip come around. So I think, like I said, I did mine, and it came back really fast. And, like, within, I would say, I was expecting it, like, in 6 weeks or so. It came back in, 4 weeks. It was around that time, maybe even three. Yeah.
Well, he mentioned something that we had to have the passport a few months ahead of time.
You have to have it 3 months
or
ahead of time? The passport?
Or
you have to have it several months. Okay, so then, yeah. So because it asks you on the application or on the form that you fill out, when are you planning to travel, I think it is. Is it on the passport? Is it for that? Or does it ask you on the passport or the visa?
The
visa is the one that asks you when are you planning on. I think the passport, too, because they look to have it to you by the date they do, it's accommodating, the whole process. They don't, they ask you when are you planning on taking the trip and to where. And so that's something that he's going to have to give that information to you as well, what to write in those areas as far as where we're going, to be exact, because they do ask that question.
I know you do have to get a visa to leave. But if you already had a passport, it can't expire within 6 months before you go. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what it is.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, because that's what I was confused about. As long as the expiration date is beyond 6 months before you go, if you just get one. Yeah, it's not going to expire. It's going to be good for about how long? They good for a year or two, something like that.
Yeah.
10 years.
They good for 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so once you get it, we'll be good with that one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
yeah.
Just to change this up a little bit, the logo that you sent me, I checked that logo out. Somebody always using that particular design. So, yeah, so one of the members brought it up that we don't want to get caught for plagiarizing somebody else's design. So I sent another design out. I sent another picture out. I don't know if you got it or not.
I've seen the picture, yeah. A picture and a drawing is two different things.
Yeah, I sent a picture out, a picture of the Phoenix. I seen a picture of a Phoenix.
Yeah. But is so, that what you – that's a real Phoenix. That is not a –
That's a real – yeah, that's a real Phoenix.
It's not a – it's not a rendition of one. So that's – that would be the struggle.
So we – if we can work with that a little bit, try to incorporate that into the the coat of arms, that would be great, you know. That one is that nobody has that one. As far as I know, they got so many pictures. And they got so many pictures.
What do you have to do?
It's unbelievable.
What do you have to, somebody would have to do is draw it out. It's choice, because you can't put that on. Unless you're going to do it by a photo printer or something and being able to transfer it onto something like that. If you want something real, that's another. But whose photo is that?
Well, that's I snatched that photo off the TV. I think that was coming off one of the movies, so it's not actually something that they would consider plagiarizing, because the Phoenix is actually an Egyptian. That's an Egyptian bird. That's an Egyptian rendition of what the Phoenix is, in flames rising from the ashes. That's coming from Egypt. So that's why I threw that one up there. Now, I have a picture of the actual bird. I have a couple of pictures of the actual bird. I'll send you a couple of pictures of the actual bird so they can do that too, you know. But there's so many. There's like hundreds of designs of the Phoenix. That's a very popular bird. I had no idea. When I went to check, you know, for the design that you sent me. And, man, that's a very popular bird. It's coming from an Egyptian myth, that's what they say, Egyptian mythology. No matter what you – huh?
I didn't realize that there were so many different pictures of the Phoenix, like different forms of it, you know?
Oh, holy crap. You have no idea. That's a very popular bird. The reason why I picked the Phoenix is because that's the one that Garvey used for the Legionnaires.
I remember you explaining that to me.
That's one that Garvey picked for the Legionnaires. But I had no idea how popular it was. I mean, it seems like everybody's mother is using some type of rendition of the Phoenix, because it's a mythical bird that they thought had destroyed, but it rose from the ashes and began to take over. So it rose from the ashes. They couldn't kill it. They couldn't destroy it, in other words. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's the kind of bird that can't be destroyed. And maybe that's one of the reasons why Garvey used it. I don't know why Garvey used it, but it is an Egyptian mythical bird.
As people might look at the fly, you will see the fact that there's two flights. You know, it's going to be a flight, of course, getting there, and it's going to be a flight to get to another region.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
So they're going to be doing two flights. Are you making them a fly or something too, aren't you?
Yeah, I sent you the fly.
You sent me the fly?
I didn't send you the fly?
No, I got the drawings of the Phoenix that you sent. I got four drawings of the Phoenix, right? And I picked one and four, but when I looked it up to see
I don't have a fly on me
there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when I went to check on the design, that's when I just sort of I just saw the birds, the phoenixes up there, and I went to check the design and find out somebody already using that, you know? So I don't want to get into the plagiarized thing. So, but I'm gonna send him some. I'm gonna send you some pictures of the actual bird, and the actual bird phoenix, because we got pictures of the actual bird. And but the one with the fire and all that, you know, I snatched that off the TV. So they can't claim it. There's too many people out there using the phoenix. The fiery bird, that's an Egyptian concept. So I can't plagiarize that because it comes from Kemet. You know what I'm saying? They got it from Kemet. The bird, right. Phoenix, fiery, some of our ashes like that, you know? Now, I just wanted to mention that. So now we only got about 3 minutes left, so we can close it out with the trip. You was telling me that there's now remember, all these people online, if you have a comment, just push one, and you can make a comment if you have a question or something, you know? Because last week I put in a minute with no comments, no questions. So they say, okay, well, still no questions, so it's okay. You said there was going to be two flights when they get there? There'd be two flights?
Yeah, Tanzania Air will be taking us to another region, which would, on a bus, it would take 18 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, but the flight, it only takes an hour and a half.
Okay. Now, for those of you, we had a few people that just chimed in about 5 minutes ago. We're talking about the trip to Africa, okay? Because we're planning a trip to Africa. That's for July, right? Yeah, that's for July. And do you know the actual date that you have?
23rd.
July 23rd. Okay, July
yes.
23rd. Okay. What you can do, those that are on the line right now, you can call this number, 215-758-1703, and you can text me your email addresses. Or, Mr. Diggy, would you like the email addresses?
Yeah.
So you can send the flyer to them, or you can call the number.
Just,
you
just text
us. Huh?
Just text it to me. Your email address. Well, I'm going to send it now.
Okay, well, if you send me your email address, I can text the email. Well, there's a couple of numbers on here. I don't really like the numbers anymore. So so if you call either one of these two numbers, just send your text. Send your email address to one of the two numbers and we'll have it. The one number is 215. Wait a minute, that's the wrong number, right? That's the number you want to come to the email address. 215-554-7566.
Yes.
You can text that. Text to that phone number. Like you send a text message, no email, just the text, and that's easier.
Yeah, text the email address, you say.
Right, yes.
They can,
yep.
Yeah, they can text you their email address. Or you can text it to 215-758-1703. You can text it to one of those two numbers, okay? Text your email address, and that way they'll have it. And they can get a flyer.
Right to you.
Yeah, and they can send a flyer right to you. But we only have about
I just texted
time.
To you.
Are you
I just
good?
Texted
okay.
to you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're unfortunately we're out of time right now. So those of you who chimed in late, it's every Monday at 6:00. So chime in. Come in. Try to get in a little earlier if you can. You know, I know everybody's running. I'm busy. So what I'm going to do the closing assertion, and then I'll be chit chatting with you. I guess that'll be Sunday. And for
and
the
go
show.
Check out though. Go check out my YouTube channel, Doing Garvey TV.
Doing Garvey TV. Okay.
TV.
Right, spell it. It's just Doing Garvey, D-O-W-I-N-G?
Yes. Doing Garvey TV.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. So we're going to close it out. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of what you saw. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be done. So we're out of time right now. We should remember, love is an act to make others feel good. So if your day, make your day a feel-good day for others. Okay?
All right.
Much love, guys.
Much love. Peace and blessings.
Peace, big brother.
Yes.
All right.